Sticking with the sort of virus theme, Kat, there's a very interesting story that's come out of Washington University in St. Louis, Illinois, this week. Skip Virgin is the name of the researcher. He's a herpes virologist. And what he's published in this week's edition of the journal Nature is this very interesting finding that if you take the rodent or mouse equivalent of some of the common human herpes viruses, including the glandular fever virus and also cytomegalovirus, which causes another glandular fever-like illness, these are both herpes viruses, so a bit similar to chickenpox and cold sores and genital herpes. If you infect mice with them, let the mice get over the acute infection, and then you challenge them with infection with the plague, Yersinia pestis, and also listeria, which is another bug which people have heard about because you get it from soft cheese. You also get it if you're elderly, you can get, say, a meningitis caused by it. It can be nasty. And the animals that were challenged with these really quite pathogenic bacteria all survived, where previously they didn't. So this virus is in some way, by infecting the body, tuning up the immune system and making it stronger. And what they've done is to track it down to two immune-boosting chemicals. One of them's called interferon gamma. Another one's called TNF-alpha. And so when the virus goes into the body and establishes this lifelong infection, because herpes is with you for life once you're infected with it, it secretes these factors which tweak the immune system, make it stronger, and help you to fight off bacteria. Now, why should this happen? Well, herpes wants to live in you for your entire life. So it's got a vested interest in wanting to keep you healthier, because if you die, the virus's host dies. So the virus has got no home, it would die. So it's got an interest in wanting to keep you alive. And what Skip Virgin reckons is that because these viruses are ancient as the hills, you know, they've been around for millions of years, that we have sort of developed not so much a parasitic relationship with them, they're parasitizing us. It's more like a symbiotic relationship where that we give the virus a home, it gives us a stronger immune system.
So in your medical opinion, though, should we be trying to catch herpes to avoid the plague?
Well, you could say that, in fact, people already do that, because 90% of the population are already infected with a large number of herpes viruses. Most of us have had chickenpox. Most people have had herpes simplex type 1. That's the cold sore virus. Most people have had Epstein-Barr virus, which is the one they tested in this that causes glandular fever. So, in fact, we're probably already, as humans, benefiting from this amazing discovery of what these herpes viruses can do for us.
Let's hope we don't have to test it in a plague outbreak.